This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 High FM.
Lutunda Jessop, a veteran of the ANC's participation in the Cold War in Angola and an artist with a gift for evocation, has written the most moving, thoughtful, sometimes lyrical, sometimes terrifying autobiography of a central threat in South Africa's history of his lifetime. So begins an incredibly beautiful article by South African journalist and former political prisoner Paul Truela. The book he is referring to is Out of Quattro, From Exile to Exoneration. And I'm delighted to have the author, Lutunda Jessop, as my guest now to tell me more. Lutunda, welcome and thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you. Thank you a lot, Cherise. And hi to every listener of Shai FM.
Lutunda, our previous guest said, as an author, you have to get things out. You have to write what it is. You're tortured almost to do so. Why did you write your book?
Exactly for that reason. Because I had never had any counseling after all the traumatic experiences I've gone through. So writing a book was some way of healing myself. And also the various reasons why I wrote the book. The book is dedicated to Sipho Phungulwa. Sipho Phungulwa was shot in front of me in Mthatha in an assassination which was targeting both of us. But I survived and he didn't make it. And I told myself that I'm going to tell this story for the whole world to know the truth behind Sipho's death or Sipho's murder by ANC.
Sure. Tell me a little bit about your history. You grew up in Eastern Cape?
Yes, I grew up in Mthatha, which was in the then Transkei, which was so-called independent, though it was just a sham independence. But we never fooled ourselves. We knew that we belonged to the rest of South Africa. So on personal level, I must say that I got to be involved in politics when, after I had met this draftsman in Tata, who was actually an artist, he told me that he had been dreaming of becoming an architect. But due to the fact that the faculty was reserved for whites only, he couldn't be an architect. That's when reality kicked in and I told myself, why does politics have to do, what does politics have to do with education? And then I started interrogating the whole apartheid system, and I found that being blacks, we are just subjugated, and our future and potential is determined by that apartheid system, and ours was just being deprived and being subjected to degradation and loss of dignity in our own land.
Lutunda, you joined the ANC as a way to find your political, to fight your political battle. When did you become disillusioned?
With the ANC?
With the ANC.
Yes, that's pathetic because it's unbelievable. At the time I joined the ANC, to me the ANC was infallible. But reality is that we, members of the ANC, we had been told, we've been taught that, first of all, first and foremost, we are politicians before being military soldiers. So we should be concerned with the developments of the organization. So when we really did that, we were now in this Eastern Front, assisting the ruling party of Angola against UNITA. And we realized that sooner or later, we might all perish in this war, whilst we actually wanted to be inside the country, engaging with the real enemy of ourselves. So that's when we started asking for a national conference. And then things snowballed politically. We even questioned this existence of this secret camp, which is called, which we codenamed Quadro or Buchenwald.
Sure.
Yeah, where our members were secretly taken there, and their fate was not known to us. This was a threat to each and every one of us. And that's when we tried to engage the leadership of the ANC. But what happened is that the leadership of the ANC withdrew us from the Eastern Front, but we had a surprise waiting for us at this Vienna camp when we were targeted by a pre-dawn raid by the Angolan 24th Battalion, which came there to decimate all of us.
How old were you at the time?
At the time, that was in 1984. I was born in September 21st, 1958. So I was around 26.
So you were very young. So you had this pre-dawn raid. It was unexpected. What happened?
Yes. Unfortunately for them, fortunately for us, we could hear them coming from afar, and then we jumped to our defense positions. And what they did, they thought that we were inside the camp. They surrounded the camp only to find that they were the ones who were surrounded by us. But they didn't see all that because it was early, like I say, pre-dawn raid. It was dark. Then when it became lighter, they suddenly saw us. I was with four other guys in a trench, not far from them. We could have run away for safety, refuge in the bush, but the problem is that there were our guys there in the bush, and they wouldn't see who we were as we would be approaching them, and there was that possibility that they would shoot at us. So we were stuck between these Angolan guys, and when they saw us, after a long time of frustration, they started to turn their APCs with the aim of killing us. And then that's when I, with my bazooka, neutralized the APC that was threatening us. Unfortunately, the driver died in the process, and I was later taken to Quadro. That's how I landed in Quadro.
We're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Quadro.
This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherie Zifford, only on 101.9 High FM.
And I'm talking to Litanda Jessop, and we are talking about his book, Out of Quadro, From Exile to Exoneration. Litanda, so few people in South Africa actually know about Quadro. What happened?
Not only people of South Africa. Some in the ANC do not know about Quadro. Actually, I'm in denial of the existence of such a place as Quadro. Just as I've heard that some people are in denial that there were pogroms during the Second World War. These are the truths. But, you know, even Oliver Tambo visited us on the 8th of August, 1987. He visited us in Quadro. He saw the appalling conditions we're living under. I thought he was going to use that opportunity to release us. Instead, he left an order to extend the prison.
So what were you in prison for?
Me? Actually, for shooting the APC. Though I went to ask them, I said, guys, why are you imprisoning me? Because I had never been told or never been charged, formally. They didn't tell me, but they said, your name is APC. Here in Quadro, your name is APC. So that told me that my scene was shooting that APC. I tried to convince them that by shooting the APC, I had saved 5 lives in that trench.
Yes.
These people were going to kill all of us. And I'm not proud of having neutralized the tank, that APC, and having killed the driver. But it was what it was.
That's what they call choiceless choices. You didn't really have a choice.
I didn't have a choice, yeah.
And when you talk about Quadro, what are the reactions to it? What has the reaction to your book been?
Well, reaction has been positive, you know, in such a sense that even amongst the ANC, I've never had anybody, even among the leadership, I've never had anybody who found anything wrong with my book. Actually, I've had people raving about the book, even some leaders in the ANC. Yes.
So we have to slowly start wrapping up, but I know you and I have been communicating about Israel, which is kind of how I came to you in the first place.
Yes.
Do you think the ANC lost its way back then in the 80s?
I think so. Actually, when it started by building this camp, Quadro, it was meant to silence any dissenting voice within. And then, in other words, democracy was suppressed from within, and it never thrived within the ANC until now.
So we're just seeing a continuation of what started.
That's true. What started in exile is what is happening now, what is continuing to happen until the time that people in South Africa choose their own leaders and not have leaders imposed on them by political organizations they vote for. Yes.
We have to leave it there, but thank you so much. We could theoretically talk for a hang of a lot more. There's a lot more to be said. But I'd like to thank you for coming in and sharing your story. And also just to repeat the name of that book, if you'd like to read it, Out of Quadro, From Exile to Exoneration. And my guest and author is Lutanda Jasop. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Cherise.
And then, indeed, thank you to all of you for joining me. Thanks to Craig and Mukundi for putting the show together. If there's anything you'd like to comment on, you're always welcome to send me an email on cherise@sajabd.org. Otherwise, all that remains is for me to wish you all Shabbat Shalom.